You're listening to SBS News.
Sydney and large swathes of northern New South Wales have experienced a second consecutive day of hot weather after overnight minimum temperature records tumbled. Sydney and chunks of regional New South Wales have sweltered through the hottest November night on record as Saturday turned into Sunday. Parts of Sydney, including the CBD, broke the 40-degree barrier on Sunday, while swathes of western New South Wales, South Australia, and northern Victoria baked through even higher temperatures, approaching 45 degrees. Agata Imielska of the Bureau of Meteorology said temperatures today were much like Saturday, with one distinct difference.
Of course, we had very warm conditions overnight as well, with today, again, another very warm day, with most of the state expecting temperatures in the 40-degree mark, parts of the inland expecting temperatures in the mid-40s. So very warm conditions, but the distinct difference with today is that we are already seeing some gustier westerly winds that are bringing those very warm temperatures across, but we are also going to see a southerly change that will move across the state.
Ms. Imielska said temperatures would cool slightly on Monday.
We are also going to see a southerly change that will move across the state, bringing a cool change, but again, very gusty and damaging winds as it moves across.
With that change, a drastic and sudden drop in temperature will occur.
As that change moves through, we are expecting conditions to cool off by about 10 to 20 degrees. Temperatures will drop in about 30 minutes to an hour, so there will be some substantial cooling associated with that change. But again, very hot across all of the state, and those windier conditions really elevating fire danger for parts of the state.
With soaring temperatures and strong gusts of hot, dry wind, much like last year, come the bushfires. On Sunday, there were 40 of them. During a press conference, David Elliott, the New South Wales Police Minister, said firefighters were battling many fires.
Well, here we go again. We have, of course, seen the first weekend of the really significant bushfire activity, where we are currently fighting 40 bushfires across the state of New South Wales, with two of them uncontained at the moment.
Mr. Elliott has praised the hundreds of firefighters and 90 special emergency services personnel on the front lines.
My thanks and gratitude to the 320 firefighters who are at the moment on the fire line using 87 appliances. Of course, the aviation assets that we have so heavily invested in are not only ready for deployment, they have been doing a number of operations. Over the course of the last 24 hours, we've also seen the State Emergency Services activate with 150 jobs completed in that time, and we currently have 90 SES members deployed.
Mr. Elliott said that people should not be complacent about fire safety, and that despite appearances from the last fire season, 90% of the state remains at risk of going up in flames.
The reality is 90% of the state is still untouched by bushfire. That means that 90% of the land mass across New South Wales is potentially exposed to the sort of bushfire threat that we saw last year.
In Sydney's west, one woman says that although she was alarmed when the fire broke out in bushlands near Northmead, she was then put at ease after seeing fire personnel on the ground.
Yes, I came flying out of the house to try and work out whether or not we should be packing up what's most valuable. Honestly, a little bit calmer seeing that they're water bombing and it looks like they're getting under control.
Another woman saw flames coming from behind her home, something she said was unexpected.
We saw it behind our house. So Whitehaven Road obviously is behind our Moxon's Road. So yeah, so we just saw the fire come up and at first he's like, oh, there's a fire. I'm like, yeah, yeah. But then, definitely to be concerned about. Didn't think it would happen here.
Overnight, Observatory Hill in central Sydney recorded a minimum 25.3 degrees Celsius, shattering 1967's November record of 24.8 degrees. Overnight, November minimum record temperatures also fell in Camden, Newcastle, Western NSW's Bourke and Cobar, and Ooladoola on the state's south coast. Across the border, southeast Queensland is also set for a week of temperatures above 30 degrees. It has already been a record-breaking weekend in regional Australia, Mildura in northwest Victoria recording its hottest November day on Saturday, while parts of South Australia sweltered in peak heat. Jonathan Howe from the Bureau of Meteorology said Maari was the hottest place on Earth.
The highest temperature we saw was at Maari, hit 47.5 degrees, which is a new November record for them, and not only the hottest place in Australia, but the hottest place in the world yesterday.
Southeast and southern Queensland are also likely to experience elevated temperatures from Monday, with no respite until at least Thursday. The New South Wales Fire Service has issued a total fire ban for most of eastern and northeastern New South Wales, including Greater Sydney, the Illawarra, Hunter, and the North Coast. The Rural Fire Service has urged New South Wales residents to have fire plans ready and prepare their properties. Last summer's bushfires destroyed 2,476 homes and claimed 26 lives. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.